News 9th of July, 2022. Just when you thought devices like cars couldn't act any quicker to emergencies when they were equipped with artificial intelligence driving capabilities, there has been a discovery which will allow an incredible speed increase to their decisions. A new chip has been invented which increases this reaction speed incredibly. It is a photonic integrated circuit. It will be able to replace some of those bulky 3D optics with just a thin piece of silicon. Sometimes, a discovery is made which seems to make no sense. Such was the discovery made by chemists from Korea. It seems like forever when we discovered diluting fluids with water makes them weaker. They found when water was added to a liquid they were using, it acted in reverse by turning the liquid into a hydrogel. This has never been seen before. Usually gels when diluted with water turn into a liquid, not the reverse. NASA wants to explore space in a different way. The way they do it now is by sending a probe to either land on the body, or do a clothes flyby, and take photos. The closest thing we have done for deeper scientific exploration is probably the landings on the moon by astronauts or the rovers we send to dig on Mars. A new idea has arisen, and that idea is to build a swarm of tiny robots, each shaped like a wedge, to look for life. The new project would be named Swim or Sensing with Independent Microswimmers. It is now in the process of proving feasibility, and the robots would be 3D printed. I guess this was brought on by all the moons in our solar system which seem to have water on them. Many astronomers and just plain citizens like myself are very excited to see the first photos from the Webb Space Telescope. These photos are said to be due out on July 12, 2022. We have been amazed by the photos from the Hubble Space Telescope, and the Webb Space Telescope is over 100 times more powerful. While I used the word powerful, it would probably be more accurate to tell you the Webb telescope has 7 times the light-gathering ability of the Hubble, and telescopes are based on light-gathering ability. An interesting fact about NASA has to do with the probe NASA sent to the asteroid known as Bennu. The probe was known as the OSIRIS-REx. It descended to the surface of the asteroid and scooped up some material and left without ever putting the full weight of the probe on the surface of the asteroid. When NASA examined the material Bennu's surface was made of, they discovered if they would have landed, the probe would have sunk into the asteroid. It is a lucky thing it fired its thrusters immediately after getting the sample. The surface of the asteroid has been described as being like a ball pit. It seems some scientists are finally realizing the reason they are having a hard time finding alien radio signals is the fact they could be communicating on a quantum level. Some of us thought about this the first time we heard about what was known by Einstein as spooky at a distance. That is the ability of a particle to link with another particle instantly, no matter the distance. While this seems like an impossible idea, we have been doing this at greater and greater distances, and it works, and we know it probably can be used to communicate and maybe even to somehow power a spaceship. A strange story appeared the other day. It would have seemed unlikely, but the headline was Russia arrests scientist for alleged collaboration with Chinese secret services. Wow, this just proves as close as China and Russia are, there are still some problems smoldering under the surface. China probably has spies in every advanced country and has been able to get them into some of these countries' top secret areas. Much of the Chinese technology comes from other countries. The spy was Russian and not Chinese, and a scientist. He seems to have had a very important position as the head of a quantum optical technologies laboratory. There are museums and then there are museums. There is one museum I really get a kick out of when I hear it being mentioned, and it is the Idaho Potato Museum. It is located in Blackfoot, Idaho. That area is known as the potato capital of the world. The owners managed to fill the 5,500 square foot museum with enough potato facts and history to make things interesting. I know you want to see one of the largest collection of potato mashers, so that is the place to be. There is even a potato laboratory where a visitor can do their own experiments. I have to wonder what they might be. I think most of us who watch these things realize UFO activity is picking up. The reports are flooding in. Something else seems to have also picked up and may not be getting the same attention, and that is paranormal activity. There are probably more reports of spirits, voice and strange noises like ghost footsteps than ever before. I am certainly not saying there is a relationship between the two, but only talking about the numbers. The president has issued new rules making it more difficult for oil companies to drill, and these are said to particularly hurt the area where over 40% of our oil comes from. A prediction has been made which states there will be a huge price increase in oil-related products in the next 3 months. There is only one more episode of The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch. There are so many strange things going on there it blows the mind. Some people think none of this is true and only put onto television to keep us watching. I would be very surprised if they were correct, and one of those reasons would be the scientists on the show would have their reputations destroyed. I want to know what is hovering over the triangle on the ranch, as do many others, and I hope we are about to find out, or at least see what it looks like. If this has something to do with aliens, I would have to wonder why they picked a small spot in a remote area to hide if they were about to make themselves known by performing strange acts. If it is not aliens, what could it be? Could there be a missing race on this planet who live underground and want to chase everyone away while monitoring what the people on the surface do? Or could there be a vortex over the ranch which allows the comings and goings of beings from other planets and dimensions?